you are the Yavapai County Attorney and still co-chair of the Arizonans for Responsible Drug Policy.
Yes, I'm the chair of Arizonans for Responsible Drug Policy.
So you've been called the anti-marijuana crusader in the state of Arizona. Is that a moniker that it feels comfortable to you or fits? Is that descriptive?
I've been a prosecutor for almost 34 years now here in the state of Arizona. Started at the Attorney General's office, and then the last, gosh, I'm losing track of time, but I think 17 or 18 years now at the Yavapai County Attorney's Office as a deputy and then as the elected county attorney. In 2006, I started our Substance Abuse Coalition in Yavapai County. Our focus is on prevention. Prevention is the best way to keep folks from using drugs. And so whether that moniker fits, I'll accept it if people want to label me that way. But what folks should know about me is that I'm committed to healthy communities, and all drugs of abuse lead to bad choices, lead to unhealthy communities. And that's what I've certainly seen with marijuana, what we've seen out of Colorado with legal recreational marijuana that was introduced there in 2012, what we have seen is just a cascade of negative public health consequences. So yes, I have been on a mission. I'm trying to warn folks in Arizona that if we pass Proposition 205, our communities will be worse off, not better off. We will have more problems in our communities, not fewer problems. And we can point to Colorado to see what those problems will be.
Can you speak a little bit to how your background as county attorney informs this point of view?
What I see is that folks who use drugs tend to make bad decisions, and that the majority of folks who are in our jails and prisons are there not for drug possession. That's a big myth. But they're there because they are substance abusers that lead to a whole range of crimes, all the way from our homicides, our murders, our manslaughters, child abuse, our property crimes, our vehicle thefts. Most folks who are committing those crimes are drug abusers. And again, what I see, what I've seen in my 34 years as a prosecutor, is that drug use leads to a life of crime. And that's really what I'm fighting against.
So that's the link that's most concerning for you, is the marijuana linked to crime and a sort of life of crime?
No, actually, what's most concerning to me are the kids here in Arizona. We know that legalization of recreational marijuana means far more people using, and in particular, it means far more kids using. So my primary focus really is on our kids in Arizona, and what can I do to create an environment where our kids can succeed? And what we know is that kids who start using marijuana are much less likely to succeed academically, more likely to drop out of high school, much less likely to go on to college. But that's really my primary focus, because we know that if you legalize marijuana, it means youth use skyrockets. And that's what we've seen out of Colorado. Colorado was the first state to legalize recreational marijuana. And they are now the number one state for use, regular users of marijuana across all ages. But what's particularly concerning to me is that their kids, ages 12 to 17, use marijuana at a rate that is 74% higher than the national average. And their young adults are also using marijuana at a rate that is almost 1 in 3. But those create environments for those kids that is not going to be a healthy, successful life for those kids. We know that kids who start using marijuana, it impacts brain development in a negative way. And again, that's really my primary focus. Even though I am a prosecutor, I'm also chair of our Substance Abuse Coalition, where we really focus on healthy communities and healthy kids.
The Arizona business community has come out in strong support of your group. Well, why do you think they've decided to support your organization in particular?
The Arizona business community has taken the time to educate themselves on the 20 pages of new laws that are set out in this proposition. And what they see when they read these 20 pages is that it will create an environment that is bad for business. Specifically, this proposition does away with our drug-free work policies as we know them today. And it creates the legal right to use marijuana, creates the legal right to grow and possess marijuana. And all contacts then emanate around that legal right. And any sort of dispute you might have, that person has a legal right to be using. What that means in the workplace, though, is that although employers would be able to ban the possession or use in the workplace, they won't be able to ban your use of it on weekends or in the mornings or on your lunch hour. And under current law, you can have a drug-free work environment that allows you to test for all substances, including marijuana. And if you test positive, an employer can terminate you or discipline you. If this proposition passes, that changes in a very negative way for employers and also for coworkers.
There are jobs, too, that where it's a safety concern.
It's a significant safety concern, and it actually creates a conflict between federal law and state law, because under federal law, you have to have a drug-free workplace if you are operating safety-sensitive positions. Under state law, they won't be able to do that. And what we forecast is lots of litigation as employers struggle to comply with this law if it passes and federal law.
So about last polling I saw said only about 43% of Arizonans support recreational marijuana, legalizing recreational marijuana use. So it could be a close election. Are you concerned at all, or do you feel like Arizonans are sort of hearing the message that you're putting out there?
I feel the more we can get out there, the more we can educate voters to understand what a disaster this would be for Arizona. So that's our challenge, and that's why I'm here on your radio station today, to encourage our voters to get educated, to read the 20 pages that are in this proposition, and to understand what's really in it. What I'm experiencing when I talk to my colleagues up in Colorado, again, they passed a similar proposition in the year 2012, but now that they see the reality of what legal recreational marijuana looks like, they're walking around saying, well, why didn't they warn us? Why didn't they warn us? And, you know, we would have never voted for this thing if we understood that it would mean, you know, retail pot shops throughout our cities. So I'm confident that if we can reach our voters, that they will vote no.
All right. That's Sheila Polk. She's Yavapai County Attorney and Chair of the Arizonans for Responsible Drug Policy. Thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you so much for having me on your show.